You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
John chapter 2, verses 14 to 21. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And he made a whip of cords, and he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. So we just read from John chapter 2 how Jesus cleared the temple from those who were making it a house of trade. This is the first time Jesus does this. He does it again before his passion, as we read in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus, who is God, has the authority to cleanse the temple, his house. The outer courts of the temple was where this trading was happening. It was the only part of the temple that Gentiles were allowed access to. The temple area was crowded because, as we read in verse 13, which I didn't read, it was the Passover. The situation was made even worse because the money changers and animal merchants were there, making it even harder for the Gentiles who wanted to worship God. It was rather crowded. It was rather distracting. Jesus used his authority to allow the Gentiles access to God's presence. The crowd doesn't oppose him, because they recognize what he was doing. The Jewish leaders ask him for a sign for cleansing his father's house, really a proof of his identity. He answers them directly, saying, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." As John the Evangelist makes clear, Jesus is referring to his own body, but the Jewish leaders didn't get this. His death and his resurrection is one of many proofs that Jesus is God. And as God, he can operate with his authority. The disciples clearly understood cleansing of the temple as a prophetic sign. They quote Psalm 69, verse 9, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The temple was where God dwelt. That physical building served as a shadow or a copy of the heavenly sanctuary where God dwells, as we read in chapter 8 of the letter to the Hebrews. Through what Jesus did, we are temples of the Holy Spirit, as the Apostle Paul expresses in chapter 6 of his first letter to the Corinthians. Earlier in John chapter 2, Jesus had just performed his first miracle, turning water into wine at Cana. He brought lots of joy and also prevented embarrassment. Now he wants to bring an even deeper joy, a long-term joy, through cleansing the temple. He also wants to cleanse our own temples, for we are a temple for the Holy Spirit. So it's worth thinking in these 40 days, what's keeping us from God's presence? Are we burning with the same zeal for God's house as Jesus was? Do we want to root out sin from our life completely? If we do, let's invite Christ to do this for us and cooperate with his action. He has authority, but he also respects our freedom. Now is the time to experience a deeper joy, as we have deeper repentance through the cleansing of Christ.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.